nothing like a kiss out back in the barn. Bringing out our soaking clothes, riding out a thunderstorm. When the tin roof gets to talking, that's the best love we made. Yeah, where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Big mud puddle. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby. Back roads are fogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town, start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing, rain is a good thing.
And after Leavenworth softball regional tournament semifinal number two, the McLeod hosting this tournament, of course, but here in Leavenworth today, moved to out here because of field conditions. But nonetheless, it's semifinal number two, the defending champs, McLeod advancing 11-0 over Donovan West in five innings in game number one. Now we get the 2 seed and the 6 seed. In semifinal number two, it's Riverside and Valley Falls, future NEKL opponents, duking it out here today with the right to play McLeod in the championship game later on tonight. Let's get to the lineups here for semifinal number two. We'll start with the road team and the 6 seed, the Riverside Cyclones, 11 wins and 12 losses on the year. They will go like this. Cabri Alvarez leading things off. She'll be at second base. Hallie Studer bats second. She'll be at shortstop. Catching is Ella Whistler. She will bat third. Third base and batting fourth, it's Alexis Scott. Pitching and batting fifth, it's Mia Jackson. The designated hitter in batting sixth, Brooklyn Poyer. Right fielder batting seventh, Kayana Hewens. Center fielder batting eighth, it'll be Jess Perez. At first base and batting ninth, Ebony Alvarez with Shelby Smith, the flex position defensively in left field. So again for Riverside, Cabri Alvarez at second, Hallie Studer at short, Ella Whistler catching, Alexis Scott at third, Mia Jackson pitching, Brooklyn Poyer, the DP, Kayana Hewens in right field, Jess Perez the center fielder, and Ebony Alvarez is at first base with Shelby Smith in left field. For the number 2 seed in this bracket, Valley Falls, the Dragons, 15 wins and 6 losses. They will go like this here in this semifinal game. Pitching and batting first is Abigail Wilson. Catching and batting second is Jillian Meyer. Shortstop batting third is Corey Kirkwood. Batting fourth and at third base is Lauren Brown. Cassidy Frakes is at first base batting fifth. Skylar Nyberger is at second base and batting sixth. The left fielder is Lauren Connor and batting seventh. Peyton Lockhart, the DP, bats eighth. Brooklyn Schmelfley at center field batting ninth. And the flex and playing defensively in right field, Callie DeLong. So again for Valley Falls, Abigail Wilson pitching, Jillian Meyer the catcher, Corey Kirkwood at short. Lauren Brown at third, Cassidy Frakes at first, Skylar Nyberger at second. Lauren Connor, the left fielder, Peyton Lockhart, the DP, and Brooklyn Schmelfley in center with Callie DeLong defensively in right field. Again, thanks to Neil Weiland for game one. Seth Tollefson now on the ones and twos at our Care Country studios, keeping you locked in and on the air for game two of three at semifinal number two. Dragons, the home team, and it'll be the top of the Riverside order with Alvarez, Studer, and Whistler going up against Abigail Wilson. Dragons in the home white uniform tops, black pants, and the all-black uniforms with blue letters and numerals trimmed out in white for Riverside. 11-0, the defending champs in McLeod, winning and advancing in our first game today over Donovan West. And now we get Valley Falls and Riverside. Future NEKL opponents going at it as Riverside will advance to the Big 7. Oh, correction, have a miscue here. Renee Myers, number 12, and catching. Sorry about that. Appreciate the quick help. Thank you so much. Renee Myers catching and not Myers. So, again, apologize for that, but we are underway. As Abigail Wilson's first pitch to Cabri Alvarez is in there for a strike, and quickly now down 0-2. As there is a swing and a miss. So Myers, the catcher, not Meyer. But an 0-2 is fouled away. Cabri Alvarez, the second baseman for Riverside, 11 wins and 12 losses. They beat the 3-seed Oskaloosa in their first-round matchup on Monday. That was a 6-5 final. They have won 3 of their last 4. Coming into this semifinal here today. Off the inside part of the bat, and it's just over the outstretched arms of Brown at third base, and on a 1-2 pitch, Alvarez with a single to left to begin the game. Here's Hallie Studer, the shortstop.
Number 4, Hallie Studer.
Talented multi-sport athlete for the Cyclones. Of course, Riverside making the jump from the Big 7 to the NEKL next year. These will be future league opponents. There's a swing and a miss. Good pitch by Wilson. And it's no balls and one strike. Alvarez at first. Nobody out. Here in the top of the first. Just getting going. No score. Next pitch. Inside, and it ricochets off Myers' glove and away enough to allow Alvarez to get to second base without a throw. That'll be a passed ball. So a runner in scoring position for Riverside here in the early going. Nobody out. One ball and one strike here on Studer. Ella Whistler to follow. McLeod awaits in the regional title game. Foul ball to the left side. And it's one ball and two strikes. The last 3 seasons, not including this one, we're talking about last year, 22 and 21, Cyclones finished with less than 10 wins, 7-15 a year ago, 8-15 in 22, and 6-15 in 21. And 11 wins coming into this one. A little pop-up, and it lands right in front of second base. Confusion by Kirkwood and Nyberger. Neither making the move to make the catch, and it drops in for a hit. Alvarez holds true at second, so now first and second with nobody out. The Whistler checks in, and the catcher with 2 on and nobody out. So confusion between Kirkwood and Nyberger, allowing Studer to get aboard. Cyclones threatening here in the away first. Swing and a miss by a Whistler on the first pitch to her by Wilson. And it's 0-1. Brown at third, Kirkwood at short, Nyberger the second baseman, Frakes at first, Myers the catcher, Connor in left, Schmelzley in center, DeLong in right. Defensively for the Dragons here. Now this one is roped foul, out of play, down the left field line, and it's 0-2. Cyclones, 11 wins, 12 losses. They went 4-10 in Big 7 league play. They're averaging 6.9 runs per game. They have scored 159 runs in their 23 games this season so far. But a chance to add here in the first. Next pitch low. It's blocked. Good stop by Myers. Gets the throw back to Wilson quickly. And now on Whistler, one ball, two strikes. Opportunity for the Cyclones to strike first. 1-2 pitch on the way. It is in the dirt again. Another good stop there by Myers. Keep it in front. And it evens the count. 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLeod in the first game against Donovan West, scoring 7 runs in the third, which was the big difference in the game. They'd go on to win it 11-0 in 5 innings to advance to that regional title game. Of course, the Bulldogs, the reigning and defending 2-1A state champions. 2 balls, 2 strikes here on Whistler. 2 on, nobody out, top of the first, no score. High fly ball, deep left field, backing up towards the fence, right in front of the fence, and making the catch is Connor. That was 2 feet shy of clearing it in what would have been a three-run home run. Instead, it's out number one. One more step back for Connor, and her back's against the fence. Reaching up to make the catch. Alvarez hanging on at second base. Suter still at first, now one out. Here's the third baseman, Alexis Scott. But a big first out here in the top of the first. Tall right-hander, middle of the box. Wide with the stance, slight bend to the knees. Abigail Wilson fires, pitch low and in the dirt. Myers getting some work behind the dish early. A couple of key stops to keep it in front. One ball, no strikes. Not a lot of room between the back of the catcher and the backstop, maybe 20, 25 feet or so. Now ripped to the left side, a base hit. Connor gets it in quickly, and the runners hold. And the bases are loaded with one out. Alvarez to third, Studer to second, a sharp single by Scott. Second, make it now third, hit of the inning. So three singles, and the bases are loaded. Here's Mia Jackson, the pitcher. A big RBI chance here for the Cyclones to strike here in this game first. Wilson swings it through, ground ball left side, throw to home, gets the lead run, chance for two, not in time. It was a near double play, a ground ball third base side, Brown throws home to Myers, gets the first out in that sequence for out number two and a near double play down to Frakes, but the lead run is out at home.
How about it for the Cyclones? Going to be number 19, Brooklyn Poyer.
So Studer now to third, Scott to second, Jackson's at first. Here's Brooklyn Poyer, the DP. That's from the left side and fouls away the first pitch. It's 0-1. Great play by Brown. Heads up play to throw out the runner at home. And it nearly turned into a double play, but now it's up to Poyer. The pitch. Another foul away, and it's quickly 0-2. Riverside getting their first two runners on and then loading the bases with one out. They could end up not getting one across. It would be big for Valley Falls. No balls, two strikes here on Poyer, the DP. Number six in the order. Number 19 on the jersey in the pitch, just outside. One ball and two strikes. Kayana Hewins up next if Poyer's able to get something done here, but no score, top of the first. Bases loaded, two outs, a two-strike pitch. It is high. Two balls and two strikes. Well, for the Dragons, they give up 6.3 runs per game. They have allowed 132 runs in their 21 games. 2-2. It is outside, and we got a 3-2 pitch coming up here with the bases loaded in the top of the first. A walk would score a run. The winner gets McLeod in the regional final. The pitch. In there. Strike three looking. A knee-high fastball, and the Dragons get out of it. Riverside leaves them loaded and through a half inning in the books. No score here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's a beautiful day in our neighborhood, a place where you'll find Exchange Bank, a locally owned bank that believes in their community. You'll find friendly and knowledgeable staff ready to help you with all of your banking needs. Exchange Bank offers long-term, fixed-rate real estate loans and convenient services such as online and mobile banking. Stop by or visit us online at ebt.bank. You'll find this and so much more. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
High school softball here on KARE 93.7 FM. Brandon Tamman here in Leavenworth. The McLeod 2-1-A regional tournaments. We're in game two of three. It's semifinal number two. Bottom of the first, no score. Riverside leaving the bases loaded in that top of the first, and Valley Falls will be up against Mia Jackson. We'll be inside the circle for the Cyclones. It'll be Abigail Wilson, Renee Myers, and Corey Kirkwood for the 15-6 Valley Falls Dragons. Number two seed in this tournament, they have had a great year. They won 11 games last year. They won 10 games in 22, and there's 5 games in 21. This is the best season for Valley Falls in terms of win-loss record in quite some time. But unfortunate, they get through this, they got to go through the defending champs to get out to Pratt next week. We wait and see. A long way to go in game two. First pitch by Jackson is high for a ball, and the bottom of the first is underway. Wilson, Myers, and Kirkwood in the order. Dragons scoring 10.7 runs per game. 224 runs scored in their 21 games. They have had at least 13 of their 21 games in which they have scored at least 10 runs. So certainly a potent offense. That pitch runs inside a 2-0. It hits Wilson. So she is hit by the pitch and will lead off, taking first base. Here's the catcher, Renee Myers.
For the Dragon, going to be number 12, Renee Myers.
So Myers steps in, runner at first, and nobody out. Home first, no score. Dragons and Cyclones here on CARE. Thanks for hanging with us here. Another busy day for high school coverage. Jackson's pitch hit to the left side, and it finds the hole. Into left field, a sharp single. Wilson stops at second. And Myers now at first. So the Dragons now itching to strike first in this game after the Cyclones came up empty in their first at bat when they loaded the bases with one out. A very dangerous hitter now. Shortstop Corey Kirkwood with two on and nobody out. And Jackson's first pitch is hit right up the middle, and it finds the hole and into center field for a hit to hold all the runners. So the bases are loaded now with nobody out. Wilson to third, Myers to second, Kirkwood a sharp single to center. Well, the true definition of the cleanup hitter gets an opportunity here in the home first.
Going to be number 17, Lauren Brown.
Here is Lauren Brown. Wilson at third, Myers at second, Kirkwood at first. No score, bottom one. Regional tournament semifinal game number two. Jackson's pitch, the infield playing a little bit in, and that first pitch high for a ball. Cyclones have struggled in terms of runs allowed per game. They give up 10.8 a game. Against a potent offense here. Slow grounder, but it's off the inside part of the foot of Brown, and it's going to be a foul ball. So one ball and one strike. Bases loaded, nobody out here in the home first. Dragons trying to strike first. Pitch by Jackson is fouled away. And it's one ball and two strikes. Strikeout would be big for the Cyclones here. They need it. Valley Falls, they have won three in a row. And seven of their last nine coming in. The 1-2. Is high. Two balls and two strikes. Wilson was hit by a pitch. And Myers and Kirkwood with back-to-back singles have loaded the bases. A 2-2. And it sharply hits a left field. Another base hit. Everyone moves up one. It is a 1-0 lead for Valley Falls. So just like that, three straight hits after the hit batter.
For the Dragons, it's going to be number 20.
And Brown drives in a run, and it's 1-0 Valley Falls. The bases are still loaded with nobody out. Here's Cassidy Franks, the first baseman, batting from the right side, wearing jersey number 22. Takes a pitch low for ball one.
Hey, here we go.
Infield still in for Riverside. And a foul tip there makes it one ball and one strike. Got to limit the damage as much as you can. Dragons now threatening for a big inning. The first four batters have reached. The first run is in. Next pitch high, two balls and one strike. Defensively behind Jackson, Scott at third, Studer at short, Cabri Alvarez at second, Ebony Alvarez at first, Smith in left, Perez in center, Hewins in right, and now a wild pitch gets to the backstop and another run is in. Everybody advancing and a wild pitch makes it 2-0. So now second and third with nobody out, and the count now 3-1 on Frakes. And the pitch by Jackson hits to the right side off the glove of Cabri Alvarez and ricochets into center field. One run is in. The second is out at the plate. They tried to score both, and Brown is thrown out at home. But Valley Falls now has a 3-0 lead.
How about it for the Dragons? Number one, Skyler Nybarger.
So the first out is Brown trying to score from second base. Frakes on the throw home, gets up to second base. So now a 3-0 lead with one on and one out. There's a foul ball to the right side. Here's Nybarger who steps in. And it is 0-1. So a productive start, no doubt. Still a chance for more. Runner at second base is Frakes, driving in a run. Brown and Frakes have RBIs. Slow roller to the right side, fielded by Alvarez. Underhands it to first for the out. And Frakes moving up to third, but that is a big second out. Now it's up to Lauren Connor, the left fielder.
Number 13, Lauren Connor.
Runner at third, two down, three across in the inning, 3-0 Dragons. First pitch by Jackson is in there for a strike, and it is 0-1. Four straight hits in the inning prior to that ground ball to second. Now a little pop-up, left side, playable in foul territory. The catch is made by Scott, and that retires the side. But the damage is done. The first five batters reach. And the top three score, and the Dragons out to a 3-0 lead here on KARE 93.7.
Valley Falls Dragons 3. Riverside Cyclones.
Subway can help you with the perfect gift. For graduates, Father's Day, or any gift-giving event, everyone loves a Subway. For every $25 gift card you buy, you get a free 6-inch sub on your next visit. How great is that? Follow their Facebook page at Atchison Subway for graduation specials and discounts. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Well, Valley Falls striking first in this semifinal game, number two in Leavenworth. They lead Riverside 3-0 as we go to the second inning of play. And Riverside will have Hewins, Perez, and Alvarez against Abigail Wilson. First pitch was in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Next pitch by Wilson. Ground ball left side, fielded by Brown. Long throw and in time for out number one. Hewins 5-3 on the put out. And one up and one down here in the second. Here's Jess Perez, the center fielder. Well, the Cyclones loaded the bases in the first with one out and were unable to score. The Dragons loaded the bases with nobody out in the home first and were able to score three. Ground ball left side, throw, not in time. Infield hit for Jess Perez. Another grounder to Brown at third, a little bit, sharply hit a little bit more. But Perez had good speed, beat the throw. And the fourth hit of the game for Riverside. All have been singles. So Perez at first and one out. Swing and a miss to Ebony Alvarez for strike one. Number nine in the order, first baseman Ebony Alvarez. No balls and one strike, runner at first. And one out here in the away second. Next pitch is high, one ball and one strike. Dragons got RBIs in that first inning by Lauren Brown and Cassidy Frakes, also scoring on a wild pitch. Next pitch just missing inside. Two balls and one strike here to Alvarez. Inside the circle is Abigail Wilson. The pitch. That is low. Three balls and one strike. Top of the order, due up next with Cabri Alvarez. Riverside 11-12, the sixth seed in this tournament. Beat the three seed in Oskaloosa 6-5 on Monday. Next pitch is high, ball four. A five-pitch walk issued to the number nine hitter in the order. Perez up to second base. Alvarez takes first. And here is Cabri Alvarez.
Cabri Alvarez.
Cabri led off the game with a single and was thrown out at home. Trying to get that first run of the game, but the Dragons said no. Pop up, foul territory behind home, and up against the netting is the catcher in Myers, unable to get there, and it's strike number one. Runner at second, Perez. Ebony Alvarez at first. Cabri Alvarez at the dish with the count 0-1. 3-0 Dragons here in the top of the second. McLeod awaiting the winner in the regional championship game, which we will have for you after this one. Popped up, foul territory, running towards it. This time to the right side, Myers couldn't get there. And it's now 0-2. Well, this field for the fence, 200 across the board, 200 down the line and right, 200 down the line and left, 200 to dead center. 0-2 is high, and it's one ball and two strikes. Another opportunity here for the Cyclones, but now trail 3-0. They have two on and one out. A 1-2 is high again. Caught at chin level. Cabri Alvarez evens up, two balls and two strikes. Hewins led off the inning with a ground out, then a single by Perez, and then a walk for Alvarez. That's Ebony Alvarez at first. There's a swing and a miss, and down it goes Cabri Alvarez. So a big second out. Second strikeout for Abigail Wilson.
Number four, Allie Studer.
So it's up to Hallie Studer, also singled in the first, left stranded at third. First pitch to her, and it runs inside and clips her. And now the bases are loaded. Perez to third, Ebony Alvarez to second, and Studer takes first. That pitch ran a little bit inside, so for the second straight inning, the Cyclones have loaded the bases. This time they load them with two outs. First inning, they loaded them with one out and were unable to score. But now it's up to Ella Whistler. Flew out to left in her first at bat. Pops this one up. Right side, foul territory, and making the catch. Should correct myself. Left side, it's Brown in foul territory who makes the catch to retire the side. So the Cyclones leave them loaded for a second straight inning. We head to the home second. 3-0 our score here on KARE 93.7.
Indulge in the ultimate summer treat at Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison. Their peanut butter puppy chow blizzard is the perfect combination of creamy DQ soft serve and crispy puppy chow pieces, peanut butter topping, and choco chunks. Plus, check out the new summer blizzard menu featuring a variety of refreshing flavors. Celebrate graduation and Mother's Day with a deliciously crafted cake customizable to your liking. Visit Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison today and experience the sweetness.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Coverage continues here in Leavenworth. Semifinal game number two, the McLeod 2-1A Regional, 3-0 Dragons over the Cyclones. Battle right now, the Big 7 and the NEKL. Brandon Salmon and Seth Tomlinson, our studio producer, thanks for hanging with us. Bottom of the second inning we go. Dragons again, a 3-0 advantage. Second time facing Mia Jackson, 8-9-1 in the Dragons order. Leading off here, the DP, Peyton Lockhart. Brooklyn Schmelfly and Abigail Wilson will follow. Jackson's first pitch in the bottom of the second is low for ball one. RBIs in the first inning by Lauren Brown and Cassidy Frakes. They also got a run in on a wild pitch, scoring Myers from third. Next pitch, good cut, hacked away for a foul ball, and it's 1-1. The Cyclones got off to a good start this season, won three of their first four, and then five of their first eight, but then had a tough stretch in the middle of the year, but have played a little bit better down the stretch. Count on Lockhart, now 1-2. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss, and down goes Lockhart. First strikeout for Mia Jackson on the afternoon.
Alrighty, for the Dragons, going to be number 11, Brooklyn Schmelfly.
Here's Schmelfly, number 9 in the order. Brooklyn out in center field for this one. Lays down a hard bunt. Play by Studer, nicely done to get the out. Studer, great defense at shorts, and just like that, 2 up and 2 down. So back to the top of the order, it's Abigail Wilson, who was hit by a pitch. And her first at bat came around to score a first run of the game on a single by Lauren Brown. 3-0 Dragons in the home second. Nice off-speed pitch, swing and a miss there by Wilson at 0-1. This will be a nice bounce back for Jackson after the three runs up in the first, coming back, potentially going 3 up and 3 down. Next pitch, a little bit outside. 1-1. In Valley Falls, 15-6 coming into this game. They defeated Jess County North 15-2 in their first round game on Monday. Here's a foul ball hit to the right side out of play. And Wilson down in the count at 1-2. Lockhart struck out, Schmelzley grounded out. So now Wilson down in the count at 1-2. Takes your time, few warm-up swings, back in the box, wearing jersey number 8. Adding from the right side in the pitch. Just missing off speed, evens up, 2-2. If Wilson's able to do something, Renee Myers will be up next. Top of the second inning, or correction, the bottom of the second inning. Ground ball, hit off the glove of the pitcher in Jackson over to second, but not in time on the foot by Alvarez. And Wilson is safe at first. A hard shot right off the glove of Jackson ricocheted to Cabri Alvarez at second. By the time she flipped it to first, Wilson was there. So Wilson at first, 2 down. Here's Myers.
Number 12, Renee Myers.
A single and a run scored in her first go-around. Now a chance to keep the line moving with 2 outs and a 3-0 lead here in the home second. Jackson toes the slab and fires, pitches low, hits the dirt, throw to second, is in time. They get the runner, Wilson, trying to steal from the knees. Whistler guns down the runner at second, so that ends it. And the minimum faced, +1. 3-0 our score. We head to the third here on CARE.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Brandon Tam and Seth Allison here in Leavenworth. Dragons 3, Cyclones nothing. Riverside and Valley Falls in a semifinal here in this regional tournament. Riverside back up to bat for a third time. It's Alexis Scott against Abigail Wilson. First pitch high for a ball. And the third inning underway. Scott singled in the first. Finished that inning stranded at second base. Next pitch high, 2-0. So Scott, Jackson, and Poyer. Dragons scoring their 3 runs in the first. Next pitch. Inside, 3 balls and no strikes. You're on Scott. Clouds are out and the lights are on. It was raining when we got here earlier today, and there's a strike on a 3-0 pitch, so now 3 balls and 1 strike. It was a slight rain, had to get some tarps and tents up for us and the workers here, but really since that first game started, haven't had to worry about much precipitation, knock on wood. There's a fly ball center field, playable on a 3-1 count, flying out to center as Schmelzley makes the catch for out number 1. Here's Mia Jackson, reached on a fielder's choice in her first AB, batting for a second time against Wilson. So nobody on and one out in the top of the third. Wilson spins it in the hand and fires in a strike, a swing and a miss. These two teams have some common opponents in years past, but going to be future league opponents. Coming up next year, Riverside making the jump from the Big 7 to the NEKL, and Troy will make the jump from the TBL to the Northeast Kansas League. Ground ball left side on a stab. Brown beautifully done, and long throw across the diamond in time for out number 2. So 2 up and 2 down. Here's Poyer. Struck out in her first at bat. Wilson has 2 strikeouts in the game so far today. Dragons 3, Cyclones nothing here in the third. First pitch looking, and it's in there for a strike. Poyer struck out on a 3-2 pitch, but the base is loaded to end the first. Next pitch low, 1 ball and 1 strike. Riverside loaded the bases in each of the first 2 innings and unable to score in either one. Popped up, playable. Brown again, a chance to make the catch, and does so for the out. So quick work by Abigail Wilson and Lauren Brown as well. We head to the home third inning, a 3-0 score here on KARE 93.7.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Have a swarm of bees settled near your home or business? Call AllPro Exterminating for rescue and relocation of bees at no charge. AllPro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Not the first time we've seen the sun poke through the overcast clouds here today in Leavenworth. Brandon Sammons at Palestine. 3-0 Dragons here to the home third. Regional semifinal game number two. McLeod awaits the winner in a regional championship game. Myers steps in. First pitch low for a ball by Mia Jackson. Bottom of the third is underway. So Myers, Kirkwood, and Brown. That's 2, 3, and 4 in the Valley Falls order. Here is a line shot down the left field line, curling foul. And out of play, one ball and one strike. Myers singled and scored in her first at bat. She was actually up to the batter's box in the last inning, but Abigail Wilson was caught stealing to end that frame. So Myers up here to start the third. Next pitch outside, 2-1. Dragons scored 3 runs on 4 hits in that first inning. Now a time called, getting that ball back into the umpire. Jackson has 1 strikeout here today inside the circle. Count 2-1. Here's the pitch. And ropes again, foul left side. And evens it up. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Myers the catcher, number 2 in the order. This is game number 22 for Valley Falls here in 24. They have won 15, they have lost 6. They won 11 of their 14 league games. Of course, McLeod has won 3 straight league championships. Next pitch outside, and Myers, the count runs full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. State tournaments in Pratt next Thursday and Friday. And whoever comes out of this regional tournament with the 3 teams left, we will have them covered across our networks. Ground ball through the hole, but played well by Studer, and a throw low, but picked up at first base by Alvarez. And on a 3-2 pitch, a ground out for out number 1. Here's Kirkwood, singled and scored in the first.
It's going to be number 7, Corey Kirkwood.
For the Dragons again, a 3-0 lead here on Riverside in the bottom of the third. 1 out, nobody on for Kirkwood. Jackson steps in on the rubber, above the head, swings it through, swing and a miss for strike 1. 'll have an idea who we got covering next week. Shout out again to Bethel Baseball, Valley Falls Baseball as well. Those 2 clinching spots in state tournaments last night. Had a chance to call those Sabetha games at Jeff West, and boy, they had a heck of a comeback in their semifinal win over the Tigers and then beating number 1 ranked Bishop Ward in the title game. The 1-1 is upstairs. Now 2 balls and 1 strike here to Kirkwood. In Valley Falls, they won the Moore Hillmounts Academy Regional, beating KC Christian in that title game. Had to rally to do so. Next pitch in the dirt. Now 3 balls and 1 strike here on Kirkwood. The Dragons off to a good start here, trying to join, potentially, their baseball team at a state tournament. And a 3-1 in there, called strike, and the count runs full. So Myers worked a full count and then grounded out to short. Now Kirkwood here has worked a full count on Jackson. Nobody on, 1 out, 3-2 on the way. Is fouled straight back, and we'll do it again.
course, coming down the home stretch here of the spring sports seasons. You got regional track meets coming up still later this week as well. And we got state tournaments next week. State golf, that'll be early in the week, 20th and the 21st. 24-25 state track, 23-24 for state baseball and softball games. Another foul ball there for Kirkwood. Another 3-2. Fouled away again. So three straight foul balls on 3-2. Jackson really grinding a lot of pitches here in the third. They get Myers to ground out to begin the frame, but now Kirkwood battling here. A fourth 3-2 pitch coming. And it's a ground ball playable. Left side, and it just rolled foul. It got under the glove. It looked like Scott was going to play it. Probably fortunate that it goes foul. If she picks it up fair, Kirkwood is probably safe at first. Now just wanting confirmation down the third baseline, making sure it is foul. It is. This will be a fifth 3-2 pitch coming up in this at-bat. So this is a double-digit pitch at-bat. Kirkwood grinding here again. Single and scored in the first. A fifth 3-2 pitch coming up here for Mia Jackson. There it is. And it's a high fly ball left field going towards the gap and making the catch is Smith on the run. So that long at bat turns into out number two. So two outs, nobody on. Here's Lauren Brown. Had an RBI single.
17, Lauren Brown.
In the first inning and then was thrown out at home trying to score. On the single by Cassidy Frakes. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Valley Falls 3-0 over Riverside here in the bottom of the third. Jackson has thrown a lot of pitches here in this inning, but could still go 3-up, 3-down. Next pitch high, and it's 1-1. Kirkwood, that last at-bat, saw five pitches with a 3-2 count. Ultimately, line down to left field. There's a swing and a miss. Good fastball there for Jackson, and it's 1-2. Chance to retire the side in order. Not on this pitch. It's low and in the dirt. 2-2. Winner advancing to the regional championship game against McLeod. The Dragons have the advantage as we're about three innings in. Here's a high fly ball right side of the infield. First baseman in Ebony Alvarez makes the catch for the out, and that retires the side. So a lot of pitches there for Jackson, but it still goes 1-2-3. Three innings in, and we head to the fourth. A 3-0 game here on CARE.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. We tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Quality time with Tucker Johns. You never forget the big moments, like the moment you bite into your very first slice of Taco John's one-of-a-kind new taco pizza. Piled high with seven layers of melty cheese, seasoned beef, fiesta sauce, crunchy tortilla chips, and veggies, all on a crispy oven-baked crust. You also never forget your very second slice, or third, or fourth, or fifth, or sixth. Drive-thru pizza is finally here. New taco pizza for a limited time at Taco John's.
Class 2-1A McLeod Regional Softball Tournament Games here in Leavenworth this afternoon on CARE 93.7. Brandon Tavis, Seth Allison, thanks to Neil Weiland helping out per usual, doing the Lord's work back in our studios. Cyclones coming up here in the top of the fourth inning, trailing Valley Falls 3-0. Hewen steps in 0-for-1 with a ground out and takes a first pitch strike from Abigail Wilson. Next pitch is a high fly ball, playable in the infield, and called off by Nyberger at second base to make the catch. Two pitches in and one out here in the fourth. So he wins 0 for 2. And here's Jess Perez, who had a single in her first at bat.
It's going to be number 2, Jesse Perez.
So one out, nobody on. Top of the fourth. Dragons 3, Cyclones nothing. Here's Perez again, stepping in 1 for 1 with a single. Fouls the first pitch away. It's 1-1. Or correction, 0-1. Ebony Alvarez will follow. Dragons scoring all three of their runs in the first on four hits. Popped up, foul territory, right side, and Myers can't get there in time. And it makes the count 0-2. Riverside, look at how their schedule is gone this year. This is game number 23 for them. They've really struggled in the last few seasons against Big 7 league opponents, and there's a swing and a miss, and down it goes Perez. Three strikeouts down for Wilson, and two up and two down here in the fourth. Here's Ebony Alvarez.
Number 5, Ebony Alvarez.
She walked in her first at-bat in the second and ended up being stranded at second base. First pitch high for ball one. So mentioning the struggles, just 4-10. Cyclones were in Big 7 league play. They were 2-12 a year ago. Two wins in 22 in league play, three wins in 21 in league play. And there's another strike. Or I should say the first strike of the at-bat makes it 1-1. Next pitch, a little low and inside. Two balls and one strike. Wilson has a good beat going, has retired 6 in a row since giving up a one-out single to Perez in the second. The 2-1, swing and a miss, and two balls and two strikes. The Cyclones loaded the bases in each of the first two innings, unable to score either time, trailing 3-0 here in the fourth. Chance for a quick one again for Wilson. Swing and a miss and back-to-back strikeout. Down goes Alvarez, and that quickly retires Riverside in the top of the fourth. It's still a 3-0 game to the bottom of the fourth inning we go here on KR 93.7.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
It's a beautiful day in our neighborhood, a place where you'll find Exchange Bank, a locally owned bank that believes in their community. You'll find friendly and knowledgeable staff ready to help you with all of your banking needs. Exchange Bank offers long-term, fixed-rate real estate loans and convenient services such as online and mobile banking. Stop by or visit us online at ebt.bank. You'll find this and so much more. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Regional semifinal number 2 here in Leavenworth. The McLeod 2-1A bracket and a 3-0 Valley Falls lead as we go to the home fourth. Cassidy Franks, Skylar Nyberger, and Lauren Connor do up 5, 6, and 7 in the Dragons order against Mia Jackson. The 1-0 is grounded to the right side, fielded nicely by Cabri Alvarez. Shovels to Ebony Alvarez at first, and two pitches in and one out here in the bottom of the fourth. So here is Nyberger, who grounded out to second in her first at bat. Both pitchers have found a little bit of a rhythm here in the last couple of innings or so. Jackson fires, swing and a miss, 4 strike 1. Dragons last year again losing to McLeod in the regional semifinals. Ground ball left side, fielded off the glove in time to first, and a nice play by Scott, and Nyberger retired 5-3. So a ground out to second, a ground out to third, and two up and two down.
Out at it for the Dragons. It's going to be number 13, Lauren Connor.
There's Lauren Connor, popped out to third. And her first at bat, bats from the left side, second time for her. Sun again peeking through these clouds. It's been teasing all day, just in and out. Rain showers were early, but we have been cruising along here. Game two of our triple header. Regional title game will follow. Winner here gets McLeod. Connor in there and fires. Pitch outside. Two balls and no strikes. Jackson trying to make quick work of the Dragons here in the home fourth. Next pitch outside. Correction, that was a 3-0 pitch, and it's ball four. So not quite quick work yet. Two early outs, and then a walk to Connor. That'll bring up Lockhart.
How about it for the Dragons? It's going to be number 15, Peyton Lockhart.
Lockhart, she struck out in her first at-bat, the DP in this game, batting number 8 in the order. Runner at first, two down. 3-0 Dragons here in the fourth. Swing and a miss at the first pitch by Jackson. And it is 0-1. Jackson back to work, toes the slab and fires, lifting a leg to get out of the way. Lockhart, and one ball and one strike. Lights are on here at the ballpark in Leavenworth. Home of the Pioneers. There's a line shot past past Cabri Alvarez in the right center. And the Dragons have a two-out rally cooking. Connor goes first to third on the single by Lockhart. So after a couple of ground outs, a walk and then a single. Have runners at the corners with two down. Quick pause in the action. As Schmelzley is set to step in with a big RBI chance here. And the Dragons will send a courtesy runner for Lockhart at first.
Now batting for the Dragons, it's going to be number 11, Brooklyn Schmelzley.
So it's DeLong, who was, again, defensively in right field. DeLong is going to be running at first base for Lockhart. First pitch outside for a ball. Big opportunity here for Schmelzley to add to a 3-0 lead. Connor at third and DeLong at first. Two outs and a 1-0 count here in the fourth inning. The pitch by Jackson, slapped foul left side. Kind of a half-hearted bunt attempt. And it's one ball and one strike. Well, Jackson got Frakes to ground out to second, then Nyberger to ground out to third. And she walked Connor. Now Lockhart's with the single, got Connor to third. Put in play, left side, fielded by Brown, and it's off her hip and down, and a run scores, and that's going to be an error. Or are they going to say she was out of the box? The batter was, so Schmelzley, with a violation committed, takes the run off the board, and it's out number 3, so a big break there for the Cyclones. We stay 3-0, and we head to the fifth inning here on KARE 93.7 FM.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Quality time with Tucker Johns. You never forget the big moments, like the moment you bite into your very first slice of Taco John's one-of-a-kind new taco pizza. Piled high with 7 layers of melty cheese, seasoned beef, fiesta sauce, crunchy tortilla chips, and veggies, all on a crispy oven-baked crust. You also never forget your very second slice, or third, or fourth, or fifth, or sixth. Drive-thru pizza is finally here. New taco pizza. For a limited time at Taco John's.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Number 7, Cabri Alvarez.
There we go. Valley Falls still with a 3-0 lead on Riverside here on Care 93.7. To the fifth inning we go. Abigail Wilson back to work. First pitch swinging, ground ball, and no, it's going to be a foul ball. As it's the top of the order here for the Cyclones, Cabri Alvarez, Sally Studer, Ella Whistler. So the foul ball there, shaking it off, might have took it off the left part of the leg there. Alvarez is 1-for-2, a single and a strikeout. And rips right through the hole and into center field for a base hit. Much needed for the Cyclones, down 3-0. A leadoff single here for Alvarez. She's 2-for-3.
Now batting for the Cyclones is going to be number 4, Holly Studer.
Studer singled in the first and was hit by a pitch in her second at bat. Clouds starting to break apart just a touch. The sun back out. Hard shots and into left field for a hit. So Studer comes through. Alvarez stops at second. Second hit of the game for Studer. And just like that, Cyclones brewing and spinning something up here. They got two on and nobody out. They're in the fifth inning, trailing 3-0 in this regional semifinal game.
Hello, Whistler.
Here's Whistler now, who's 0-for-2. It's flown out to left, and it's fouled out to third base. But two on and nobody out. She represents the tying run. Ground ball. It's flat down by Brown, tagged third to get the lead run, and that's all she can get. So that's a positive there for the Dragons. A little ground out to third, and Whistler at first now on the fielder's choice. Studer up to second, so now two on and one out.
For the Cyclones, it's going to be number 3, Alexis Scott.
So here's Alexis Scott. Studer at second, Whistler at first. The pitch is high for ball one. Valley Falls scoring all three of their runs in the first inning. We have been scoreless since. 3-0, top 5. One ball, no strikes. Here on Scott, the pitch. A little looper, right side, and that's going to drop in for a hit in front of the right fielder, DeLong. Rounding third and coming home is Studer. She will score, and the Cyclones are on the board. It is now 3-1. Whistler goes first to third. Scott goes to second on the throw in.
Now batting for the Cyclones, going to be number 9, Leah Jackson.
A base hit could maybe tie the game. Second and third with one out, a 3-1 score here in the fifth. First pitch by Wilson to Jackson is high for ball one. Jackson has reached on a fielder's choice, has also grounded out to third. Wilson needs to buckle down here. Good pitch, swing and a miss. It's 1-1. A 3-1 ball game here in the fifth. Cyclones are battling back. A base hit could tie the game. Next pitch was high. 2 balls and 1 strike here on Jackson. Whistler the runner at third. Scott the runner at second. Scott credited with an RBI single. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. Good pitch. By Wilson to Jackson with Poyer due up next. Cyclones have finally broke through and have gotten on the board, but still trail by two, but they got two in scoring position. A 2-2. Ground ball left side, fielded by Kirkwood. Long throw in time for the out, but a run is in. And that'll be the second out, but another run is in. So a productive at bat. Scott goes to third. Good play by Kirkwood at short, and now a time called. Riverside claiming that maybe Frakes took her foot off the bag and that Jackson should be safe, but we'll see if anything changes in that call. So they do make the change. Frakes was off the bag, and Jackson is going to be aboard. So now runners at the corners with one out, and this is now a 3-2 game. Scott and Jackson. Productive RBI at bats here in the inning. Now Poyer, a hit, could tie the game. Runner at third, Scott. Jackson at first, one out. The pitch, it's low. Throw to second on a steal attempt. In time for the out. Jackson is gunned down and caught stealing, and Scott just has to watch it from third. That is a huge second out. And now Poyer really needs to come through. Two outs, runner at third, and what is now a one-run game. Swing and a miss on a 1-0 count, now 1-1. Poyer struck out in the first, popped out to third in the third. RBIs by Scott and Jackson in the inning. Valley Falls clinging now to a 3-2 lead. Next pitch a little bit high, two balls and one strike. Jackson, after bringing in that second run, is caught trying to steal second. What has now turned into a huge second out. High fly ball, left field, playable. Connor runs in, makes the catch. So the Dragons hold the lead, but the Cyclones cut into it. We head to the home fifth here on Care 93.7. It's a 3-2 game.
Subway can help you with the perfect gift. For graduates, Father's Day, or any gift-giving event, everyone loves a Subway. For every $25 gift card you buy, you get a free 6-inch sub on your next visit. How great is that? Follow their Facebook page at Atchison Subway for graduation specials and discounts. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Top of the order here for Valley Falls. What is now a one-run game. 3-2, Dragons in front of Riverside. To the home fifth we go. Jackson back to work. First pitch to Wilson is high for ball one. So Wilson, Myers, and Kirkwood do up. Cyclones got RBIs by Scott and Jackson in the last inning to cut into it. They left a runner stranded at third. We got ourselves a one-run game coming down the home stretch. McLeod awaiting the winner in the regional title game. Wilson now one ball and one strike. Was hit by a pitch, scored a run in the first, is also singled and was caught stealing. Fouls another one away here, and it's one ball and two strikes. All the production in one inning for each team. Dragons scoring three in the first, Cyclones two in the fifth. A 3-2 game. Season on the line. Jackson swings the right through. And a ground ball left side. Fielded by Scott. Throw is low and dug up nicely. Good play by Ebony Alvarez to secure that out. One up and one down here in the home fifth. Here's Renee Myers. One for two with a single and a run scored. And now we get a conversation down the first baseline. Little pause in the action. Not sure what the argument is, but nothing's going to change on that call. So Wilson, 5-3 on the put out. One up, one down here in the home fifth.
Okay. I don't want to do it. I know. I'm just asking. How about he's for the Dragons? He's going to be number 12, Renee Meyer.
All right, so finally back to it. So nobody on, one out, home fifth, 3-2 game. Here's Myers. Again, one for two, a single and a run scored. Jackson fires. Pitches high for ball one. A single and a run scored in the first. And is grounded out to short as well. Both pitchers that started the game have continued to this point. Next pitch low, 2 balls and no strikes. Three runs, 6 hits in the game here for Valley Falls. Two runs and 8 hits to Riverside. Now this one is belted deep left field. It clears the fence for a home run. A monstrous shot over the fence in left field. And just like that, the Dragons get it back on the solo shot from Myers. It is 4-2. A line drive home run over the fence in left field. Smith, all she could do was watch it go. That left the yard quickly, and now a 4-2 Valley Falls lead. With one out, nobody on. And here's Kirkwood. It's 1-for-2, a single and a run scored. She is also lined out to left. Well, how about that for Renee Myers? First pitch by Jackson is low for ball number one. When these two pitchers have gone to this point, crucial that extra run could be. Next pitch, just a little bit low again. 2 balls and no strikes. Jackson fires the 2-0. Little slow roller right back to Jackson inside the circle. Little ground out or over to first in time, and there's two outs. Base is clear, 2 down. Here's Lauren Brown. RBI single in the first has also popped out to first. A 4-2 Dragons lead here in the bottom of the fifth. A key run added on a solo home run from Renee Myers. Here's the pitch. In there, called strike, gets 0-1. McLeod defeating Jonathan West 11-0 in the first semifinal today. They await the winner in the championship. High fly ball, shallow right field, coming on is Hewins, and tees it up to make the catch for the final out. But a big run added. Renee Myers, the big bat, the solo home run. And the Dragons now have a 4-2 lead as we head to the sixth here on KARE 93.7.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Renee Myers, a solo home run for Valley Falls, extending this lead to 4-2 as we start the sixth inning of play. Riverside up against Abigail Wilson once again. 7-8-9 in the Riverside order. First pitch low to Hewins for ball number one. So the sixth inning underway. Dragons with a 2-run lead. There's a swing and a miss. And it's 1-1. Hewins 0-2. Ground out and a pop out. Cyclones got there. Lone 2 runs of the game in the last inning. There's a little pop-up, foul territory. Myers, a near diving effort, can't get there. And it's 1-2. Hewins followed by Perez and then Ebony Alvarez. As the Cyclones are going to have to rally here down the stretch. A 4-2 game in the sixth. Wilson has 4 strikeouts today, fires that pitch low, and it's 2-2. The all-black uniforms today for Riverside. Home white tops, black pants for the Dragons. Just a bit inside on a knee-high fastball. 3-2. Big pitch coming up here in the top of the sixth. 3 balls, 2 strikes, nobody on, nobody out. A 4-2 game. Here it is. Popped up, left side, playable in the infield. Kirkwood at short, easy catch for the out. Here's Jess Perez, who's 1-for-2 with a single.
Now batting for the Cyclone, number 2, Jess Perez.
So Perez steps in, third time against Abigail Wilson. First pitch is popped up foul and out of play. No balls and 1 strike. She singled in the second inning, left that inning stranded at third. And her strikeout swinging was on an 0-2 pitch in the fourth. No balls, 1 strike here. Top of the sixth inning, a 4-2 game. Here's the pitch. In there, called strike. It's 0-2. Perez needs to protect down in the count, 0-2. Pitch by Wilson. High fly ball, shallow left field. And coming on to make the catch is Connor. 2 up and 2 down. Here is Ebony Alvarez, who has walked and has also struck out.
Now batting for the Cyclones, number 5, Ebony Alvarez.
So nobody on, 2 outs. Top of the sixth inning, a 4-2 Valley Falls lead. First pitch by Wilson, ground ball, playable. Moving to the right, second baseman Nyberger, but her throw is low and it gets in the dugout. So an error is going to keep the inning alive. And the ball going in the dugout is going to allow Alvarez to get to second base. It was fielded cleanly by Nyberger, but her throw was low to first. So now we hit the top of the order, and an opportunity here with 2 outs. Cabri Alvarez, who has 2 singles and a strikeout, represents the tying run, slaps it to the right side, but right there to make the catch. Nyberger redeems herself, and that 2-out error, turns into no run. So still a 4-2 Valley Falls lead. We head to the home sixth here on CARE.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all 6 rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
Indulge in the ultimate summer treat at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Their peanut butter puppy chow blizzard is the perfect combination of creamy DQ soft serve and crispy puppy chow pieces, peanut butter topping, and choco chunks. Plus, check out the new summer blizzard menu featuring a variety of refreshing flavors. Celebrate graduation and Mother's Day with a deliciously crafted cake customizable to your liking. Visit Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison today and experience the sweetness.
Big opportunity for Valley Falls to add some insurance here in the bottom of the sixth inning, holding on to a 4-2 lead here against Riverside. Class 2-1A regional softball semifinals here in Leavenworth. Ground ball, first pitch swinging by Frakes, and an easy 6-3 putout to begin this home sixth inning. So Frakes now 1-for-3. Here's Nyberger. It was 0-for-2, a couple of ground outs.
Skyler Nyberger.
Once again, a 4-2 advantage for Valley Falls here in the home sixth inning. Sun is back out through the clouds. First pitch by Jackson is low for a ball. Nyberger grounded out to second in the first and grounded out to third in the fourth. Nobody on, 1 out here in the home sixth. They added a key run last inning on a solo homer by Renee Myers. Next pitch, foul tip, swung on and missed. It's a little bit of a tip there, but into the glove of Whistler, and it's 1-1. McLeod beating Jonathan West 11-0 in the first semifinal. Here's a ground ball, but right back to Jackson inside the circle, and it pops out of the glove. And Nyberger is going to be safe. That is an error by Ebony Alvarez at first base. It was fielded cleanly. The throw was on target, and it just pops out the glove. So one on, one out. Here's Connor. Popped out to third in the first and walked in the fourth. First pitch high for ball one. Cyclone's going to have to rally in their last at bats. Keep them off the board here in the home six. Next pitch low. It's 2-0. DeLong is on deck. Took the spot of Lockhart earlier in the game. High fly ball left field. Charging is Smith, but actually it's Studer from shortstop who runs out to shallow left to make that catch and a big second out. Nyberger is back to first base. So one on, two outs. It's up to DeLong.
Come at it for the Dragons. It's going to be number 10, Callie DeLong.
Callie DeLong, the freshman, started just as the flex, playing defensively in right field, and then took the spot in the order and fouls the first pitch off here, and it's no balls and one strike. This will be her first at bat. Lockhart was 1-for-2 before exiting, and now DeLong with a chance here to try to keep the line moving with two down. Runner at first and two outs. Jackson fires. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Runner at first, Nyberger getting there on a one-out error. A 4-2 lead for Valley Falls. Here's an 0-2. Ground ball, right side. Cabry flips to second to Studer for the out. That retires the side. So we head to the seventh. Cyclones need two to keep their season alive. And we got it for you next here on Care 93.7.
Have a swarm of bees settled near your home or business? Call AllPro Exterminating for rescue and relocation of bees at no charge. AllPro Exterminating, 913-367-7729. K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Find your future at FW Houston Medical Center. With competitive wages and sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000, now is a perfect time to join the FW Houston family. Call us at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
To the top of the seventh inning we go. A swing and a miss for Hallie Studer. Leading off for Riverside. Makes it no balls and one strike against Abigail Wilson, who's trying to put the game away. Dragons 4, Cyclones 2. Regional semifinal. It comes down to the final at bat. Here's a high fly ball. Shallow left center field. Stumbling Connor makes the catch in the gap. And a big first out. Pretty close. It carried out towards the warning track, but Connor makes the catch for a big first out. So one up and one down. Now Whistler steps in, has reached out a fielder's choice, and has scored a run. Scored on the Jackson single back in the fifth. 4-2 Valley Falls. They're two outs away from advancing to the title game. First pitch low to Whistler for ball one. Dragons scored 3 in the first, 1 in the fifth. Cyclones got their 2 runs in the fifth as well. Next pitch high, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. McLeod awaits the winner. and what will be the regional championship about 25 to 30 minutes, maybe after the conclusion of this one. The Dragons got to finish it off here. It's a line shot down the left field line, but foul. And it's two balls and one strike. Both pitchers have done well tonight in this game. Have gone the distance. Wilson trying to finish this one off. Cyclones have racked up some hits, but have only been able to scratch across two runs. Wilson has also struck out four. 2-1. A little bit low. And it's three balls and one strike. Got to get at least one on base to where you can get potentially the tying run inside the batter's box. One out, nobody on. Top of the seventh, a 4-2 Dragons lead. Popped up left side, tailing foul, and it hits the dirt, and now the count runs full. Big 3-2 pitch coming up here to Ella Whistler, the catcher. Has reached on a fielder's choice and has scored a run. Big 3-2. It's on the way. And it's low. Ball four. Big eye and a big walk. And the Cyclones of Alexis Scott gets the tying run represented at the plate. Scott's been good tonight. She has two singles and an RBI.
Cyclones number three, Alexis Scott.
A 4-2 Valley Falls lead here in the seventh. Scott represents the tying run. First pitch fouled away. It's 0-1. Defending state champions, McLouth awaiting the winner in the title game. 11-0, they beat Jonathan West in the first semifinal today in five innings. High fly ball, right side. Could be a tough play, but stays in the infield, and Nyberger makes the catch. And the Cyclones are down to their final out. It is up to Mia Jackson, who has driven in a run with an RBI single, has also grounded out, and has reached on a fielder's choice. Runner at first is Whistler. Two outs. First pitch in the dirt. Now a throw down to first, and not in time. That would have been a tough way to end it, getting picked off at first, but Whistler back in safely. One ball, no strikes here on Jackson. Game on the line. Wilson's pitch. Little bit inside, two balls and no strikes. Jackson's able to do something. Poyer's due up next. The Dragons are one out away from advancing. The 2-0. Inside, three balls and no strikes. Dragons holding on to this 4-2 lead in the top of the seventh, but the Cyclones are trying to make things interesting. Here's a 3-0. Ball four. It is in the dirt, and now the tying run represented at first base, and the go-ahead run represented by Poyer, who steps in. Whistler at second, Jackson at first. Poyer steps in. She is 0-3. A two-run game in the seventh with two outs. Game on the line. First pitch by Wilson, a little bit high for ball one. Big opportunity for the Cyclones. Can they keep their season alive? There's a foul ball right back into the netting, and it's 1-1. One ounce away from Valley Falls. Abigail Wilson trying to throw a complete game. One ball, one strike, two on, two out. Here's the pitch. And it's a little bit high, 2-1. Whistler at second base, got on with a walk. Jackson at first, she got on with a walk. The 2-1, fouled straight back. And Poyer must protect. The count is 2-2. Game on the line. A 4-2 Valley Falls lead. Top of the seventh. Two on, two outs. and a 2-2 count. Wilson steps back and fires. It is high. The count runs full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two on, two outs, two-run game in the seventh, and it's inside, ball four. The Cyclones survive at least another at-bat. They load the bases with two outs, and Hewins, the right fielder, getting ready to step in. The freshman in what will be her biggest at-bats of her young career.
Now batting for the Cyclones, going to be number 10. Kayana Hewins.
So the bases are loaded with two outs here in the seventh, a two-run game. Whistler at third, Jackson at second, Poyer at first. There's a swing and a miss for strike one. Hewins 0 for 3. Three walks in the inning by Wilson have loaded him up. 0-1. In there, watching it all the way, and it's called strike two. Now Hewins, the freshman, really needs to protect and try to get something in play. And the Dragons survive. They are a strike away. The pitch. Swing and a miss! And the Dragons advance. The Cyclones make it interesting, but Hewins down on strikes. The game is over. Valley Falls 4, Riverside 2. We'll break it all down when we come back here on CARE.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Subway can help you with the perfect gift. For graduates, Father's Day, or any gift-giving event, everyone loves a Subway. For every $25 gift card you buy, you get a free 6-inch sub on your next visit. How great is that? Follow their Facebook page at Atchison Subway for graduation specials and discounts. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Well, the 2-1A McLeod Regional Softball Championship game is set, and will start in about 25 minutes. Valley Falls, they survive in advance, beating Riverside 4-2 in semifinal number 2. Seth Tollison in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Dragons scoring 3 runs in the first, and that is all they would need. Getting RBIs in that first inning from Lauren Brown, Cassidy Frakes. They would add another on a solo home run by Renee Myers in the fifth. The Cyclones were able to get 2 runs in the fifth, as they got RBIs from Alexis Scott and Mia Jackson. The Cyclones made it interesting. They loaded the bases on 3 walks in the seventh, needing 2 runs. But Hewins strikes out swinging. Abigail Wilson, 5 strikeouts in the game, biggest one to end it. And again, the Dragons survive as Riverside season comes to an end with a record of 11-13. Valley Falls advancing to take on McLeod. Any KL showdown here in this title game, Valley Falls improving to a record of 16-6. Final tallies in this one, 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, 4 left for Valley Falls. Riverside, 2 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, and they left 11 on base. Seth Tollefson, our studio producer, back in our Care Country studio, so we'll keep you locked in and entertained for the next 20 or so minutes, and then we'll come back and get you set for the biggest one of them all. It's the regional title game, McLeod and Valley Falls. Winner on to state next week. Hang with us. We're back in a tight 20 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's a beautiful day in our neighborhood, a place where you'll find Exchange Bank, a locally owned bank that believes in their community. You'll find friendly and knowledgeable staff ready to help you with all